One African country is in hot water following fresh concerns over freedom of religion practices. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll update you on the persecution levels that believers are experiencing in Nigeria in just a moment. On a different note, how do you define generosity? We've got a story portraying a different face of generosity coming up. But first, Nigerian officials are rejecting religious freedom criticism from the U.S. State Department, calling it misleading. On Friday, the U.S. warned of negative action if Nigeria didn't improve its religious freedom record. More than 1,000 Christians were killed by Islamic terrorists this year alone. Sharia law threatens believers, too. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says Islamic law governs 12 states in northern Nigeria.
When these laws were put into effect, at the time they said, oh, well, this won't affect Christians. It'll just apply to Muslims. Well, what we have seen in the years since they have put these laws into effect is that they are used against Christians. They are used to punish and to persecute. And so that's a concern.
Ask God to strengthen and encourage persecuted Christians in Nigeria.
It would be easy living as a Christian in northern Nigeria to become discouraged. You see the attacks. You see people being killed. You know that the laws of your states are against you. We pray that they will be encouraged and that they'll continue to be bold witnesses for Christ.
If you'd like to send these believers a letter, go to missionnews.org to get connected.
Many Nigerians speak English, and our staff there is able to take these letters and place them into the hands of Christians.
Next, FMI's Bruce Allen is on his way to visit Kenya, one of the new countries included in the organization's expansion plans. FMI currently offers temporary financial support along with training conferences for Christian leaders in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan.
We're excitedly expanding this model of ministry of propelling, fortifying national church planters. We've been in other countries for decades, since 1986, but this is going to be our first foray into Africa.
So FMI is in the process of setting up a national leadership team in Kenya. Allen hopes that Kenyan believers can reach both their tribes and serve as a launch point to the Muslim-dominant neighboring nations.
We anticipate things progressing rapidly so that in 2020 we'd be having a roster of church planters that would need support. That means we also need to pray that since the Lord of the harvest would be providing people to work in his harvest, that we'd also have people on this side of the equation, partnership equation, who are willing to stand alongside those church planters and evangelists with financial support, regular prayer support.
And what most reflects a heart of generosity? Giving from excess or despite need? For the Kelico people, currently refugees in South Sudan, giving is just part of the culture. Bible translators with Wycliffe USA were recently surprised to receive an offering from these believers that they came to serve. Susha Roberts tells the story.
When they took the offering, there was a child holding a bowl, and she was just standing there in the front. And then everyone got up out of their seats, and they were dancing to the front, putting their hands in the offering, some giving money if they had it, others putting their hands in as if to say, I'm all in. I'm all in for the Lord and the work of the kingdom.
What's more amazing, these contributions were raised by selling food rations and through small jobs, an offering given to help others despite their own loss and displacement.
They barely have anything, and yet they give it. And for us, we often say, if I had something to give, I'd give it. But we're thinking that we're giving out of our excess or what we have extra. But generosity isn't always that. It's sometimes sacrificial.
For the Kelico people, pray for the return to their homeland and recovery from the trauma that they have endured. Also consider walking alongside them. To get connected, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.